Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name is Duck. I have been a street medic here in Columbus, Ohio for the last 4 years. I was trained at Standing Rock in the winter of 2016. And I've probably medicked, maybe somewhere between 100 and 200 protests here in Columbus, Ohio since then. The first night that we went out, it ended up being probably one of the worst experiences I've ever had as a street medic. There was a group of a couple hundred protesters, and I think we had 5 medics there. The police kettled everybody, which is a term that means they encircle a group of people, which sort of cuts off any route of escape or backtracking. They started using pepper spray and tear gas for 6 hours. So, for example, I treated the same man for chemical exposure 3 times in 15 minutes. And we had exhausted all those supplies within the first 2 hours. And so we were very clear and we said, hey, if you guys get maced again, we can't treat you. We can't help you. Like, if you want to leave, you should leave. They absolutely stayed. Not a single person left before police finally drove everybody out of the intersection and back towards the state house. At that point, I think people were pretty upset. So a small group of protesters tried to break into the state house. The medics followed them over to that area, and police dragged one particular man out of a broken window and threw him down a flight of stone steps. All these police officers are trying to dive on him, and we just ran right at him. And of course, inadvertently, we were also running right at a big line of police in riot gear, so we were immediately maced in the face, and we turned around and ran blindly in the other direction. We're both very, very visibly marked as medics. Red Cross is all over our gear. We have combat medic kits. We have armbands. We have shirts that say medic or has a first aid cross on it. But one of the cops shot my partner in the leg with a concussion grenade, probably at a distance of 15 to 20 feet. And that was day one. Day one for us. I've been tear gassed and maced and pepper sprayed probably 20, 25 times in the last week as a medic. A lot of the people that I'm treating are fellow medics, are legal observers, and members of the press. These are the canaries in the coal mine of protests. We are protected by various laws on various levels, internationally, federally, and state and local levels. And you know, when you see reports of members of the press and legal observers and street medics being injured or even being targeted at protests, that should be a huge indication that police department is not respecting the laws of the land, and the protesters that are on the ground are getting it much, much, much worse. How can we call ourselves a democracy when all of this stuff is going on?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.